say hello now to Terry Flanagan, who's at his home in Dublin 15. Terry, you were out and about, I believe, recently.
Yes, Derek. I was out with Gustavo Zolads. Gustavo is from Argentina, or Buenos Aires to be exact, but he moved here a number of years ago and he's living and working here ever since. He's always had an interest in wildlife, especially mammals. And since he's arrived here, he's developed a particular interest in urban mammals, and he has managed to locate and photograph some stunning animals in the city, like badgers and otters. I met with him recently on the banks of the River Dodder, where we spent a pleasant night watching the activities of the local foxes.
Look, Terry, it's there.
Oh, I can see him. He's absolutely beautiful. I presume it's a he. We can just see him there in the sunlight. The sun is just going down. But he's got this beautiful bushy tail, so I'd imagine that that's a male fox. Would I be right?
It looks like it by the size as well, but you're right, the colours are phenomenal. It's in really, really good condition.
Fantastic to be able to come here along the Dodder in Dublin. People are running by, they don't realise it. We're just looking across the river here to a bit of what looks like kind of wasteland or woodland, and there's this fox, and he's just going about his own business.
Yeah, absolutely, ignoring everything that happens around it. But it's a pleasure, it's really a privilege to be able to come here and watch them. It's really, really a luxury that we have.
Are you long coming here?
Good few years. So it is one of the many places that I like visiting when I like to just go connect with nature, you know, have a seat and just watching do their own thing. So it's one of the places.
Before we talk about the foxes, you've seen lots of wildlife. You've come across lots of mammals. You've brought me to various places around the city. We were watching badgers. We were watching otters. And now we're here in the Dodder and we're looking at foxes. Why these mammals?
It's very relaxing. I think it's a little bit of start with birding, and as you learn about your birds, you learn about the habitat and you develop an interest on other mammals as well. But mammals have that kind of different thing where you just have to watch. You have to almost try that you are not there for the badgers and the foxes and just blend with nature, enjoy. Like, it's super relaxing. I really, really like doing it.
Now, these foxes here, I presume they're living over there. Are there many of them? Are there a family or more?
In this woodland, there must be 7 or 8, but there is a nice corridor. So this woodland connects with different parts of the city and different parks. So I'd say there could be a few more that go and come, but regularly you get about 7 or 8 in this area.
You're saying it's a woodland, but we're actually standing beside the river and the foxes, well, we've only seen one so far, are on the far side. Behind those trees there, Gustavo, what is behind those trees?
So there is, well, the woodland goes a little bit further by, let's say, 20, 30 metres, and then there is back gardens of a line of houses that further up the road.
So what happens then, I presume, are the foxes, they move up and down along this corridor and you see them then on different spots on the Dodder.
Exactly, that's right. So you can walk up and down the river as well, and at different spots where you have a good line of sight, you might have a chance to see them.
Just looking at him there, that one, he's just looking at us there. The sun is catching him. The tail is fantastic, but he has no fear whatsoever. Do they not fear people here?
I think they feel safe there because people cannot access that part of the woodland. Mm-hmm. So as long as people stay where they are used to seeing them, they are okay.
Mm-hmm. There's a second one. Look, I can see a second one. Just in the woodland there. It looks as if it's a little bit more nervous. I don't know, is it?
Yeah, it could be one that has just arrived to this territory. Mm-hmm. But the ones that are here for longer, they feel more relaxed. I actually do notice, for example, when I go to another place, badger watching, is that I'm usually not there. When I'm there, there are foxes as well. And when I'm badger watching, they see me from the distance and they keep their own distance as well. But these feel, they are used to having people where we are. So as long as nobody goes to the part where they are not used to seeing people, they're relaxed.
How did you come across these foxes first?
I just keep an eye, just walk up and down in different parts of the city, look for signs. Sometimes you talk to people, start talking about wildlife. Sometimes they inadvertently volunteer a location. And then I just like going to those places just to check them out. It's part of the fun.
You said looking for signs. What signs?
Well, in the case of foxes, they are very messy. So you might, let's say, come across a specific den, for example. You can pick up the smell that they have. So that's one. In the case of other animals like badgers, you look for very quiet places in the city that are usually undisturbed, and those are good places to check out. But it's also good to be out at the time at which they are out. So foxes are typically active at night, but same as badgers. So if you go out at that time, you'll find them. Just keep an eye on them, and sometimes you can see where they live.
Well, it's not quite nighttime now. It's probably an hour before dusk. We can see them here, these foxes, the two of them, as I said. And they don't seem to wait till nighttime to come out.
No, these are actually, like in some cases, some foxes can be a bit more active during the day. I think the nighttime activity, I guess, probably related to them feeling more safe, so there's less movement. But these foxes in that woodland, they seem to be to feel safe at any time. So maybe that's the reason why we see them active at other times of the day.
Have you seen any young in this spot?
We have, yes. Yes. Actually, this year, there was a few, can remember how many that were in this spot, and in previous years as well. Along the woodland, they do breed. Mm-hmm. So at the right time of the year, it's a good place to try to see them. It's not easy, because they are very well looked after by their parents, but if, you know, with patience, you get to see them.
That same fox there, he's moving closer and closer down to the water. We're getting better shots of him as we're standing here. He doesn't seem to be worried about us at all. No. Have you ever seen them get into the water?
I have seen them drinking the water. I have seen them, not intentionally, stepping on the water. I don't remember to have seen them actually just intentionally going into the water from what I can recall.
You haven't seen them swimming?
I don't think I have seen them swimming.
You also brought me to show me badgers, about 2 years ago or so, on a midsummer's evening. And we got fantastic sights in this undulating woodland. And it was only, a couple of hundred metres from the M50.
Yes. And actually, I have followed that set for, I think it's 4 years now. So we have to go again at some stage. Yeah. And they didn't breed this year. So I think last year they had two cubs. So there were five animals at some stage in the set. One of them was a cub from the previous year. No, but this year, early in the summer, the only two animals I saw there were last year's cubs. And you can see how I could see they were the two cubs from previous year because of the way they were interacting between themselves. But the last time I went a couple of weeks ago, there were these two, and there was a third badger. I don't know where it came from, but it came out really late from the set. So there were three last time I checked, and they're doing well. It's a pleasure to watch them.
And last winter you brought me to Herbert Park and we were watching an otter swimming around in the pond, and he hadn't a care in the world. People were walking by, they couldn't believe it. Here is an otter right in front of their eyes.
Yeah, that was incredible. I just couldn't believe it. I thought it was a cormorant, because even though the ripples were not quite the ones that a cormorant would leave, when it came up and I said it was an otter, I just couldn't believe my eyes. It stuck around for a month, more or less. Then it got a bit more shy, which is good, more otter-like and only showing up in the evening, and then it moved on. Now, some neighbors reported that they saw it occasionally again, but it was a resident for nearly a month, which is just incredible.
It's hard to believe, a lot of people would find it hard to believe, that in a city like Dublin, and I'm sure it's the same in other cities, places like Cork and so on, that you can get so close to wild mammals. Because a lot of people would think you're looking at foxes and you're looking at badgers and you're looking at otters and pine marten and mink and so on, but you really have to go deep into woodland or deep into the country to see them. But you've discovered all of these animals here in the centre of Dublin city.
Yes, that's right. And actually, I started looking for many more of them during the pandemic because I was restricted to my 5K. So that's really when I started finding many of those mammals. And actually, when you do find them, it's easier to observe them in the city because they're much more used to human activity and human smells and noises and light from streets and all that sort of things. When I do go badger watching, for example, to the countryside, they're way more shy, way more elusive. I have to be way further out. Obviously, their territory is much bigger. But here in Dublin, it's amazing the amount of wildlife that we can easily see in the city if you know where to look.
Yeah, people would never really think of that because there are so many people around here, that these animals, these wild animals, they're seeing these people, and they're seeing that really these people are just going about their daily business and they have no real interest. So they allow the people get quite close to them. Whereas, as you say, in the country, they won't see as many people and they'd be more nervous of them.
Exactly. Yes. In the country, as you said, they see fewer people. Here, Even though we don't see them, they do see us. They do notice our presence. They do smell us all the time. They hear us all the time. So even at night, as long as we keep, you know, we don't invade their territory and their space, and it, you know, you can go to a specific location, stay where people are, know where to look, and even badger and foxes, they go, they do their own thing, and they actually let you watch it.
And all this time, we still see that fox on the far side. The light is going down now. It's still quite bright, but he's there and he's very, very content.
Yeah, that's his place. So he's, as long as he doesn't feel he's being threatened, and people like us, like there have been many people walking along, cycling, yeah, going back to their places, to their homes from work probably.
People that's, running yeah, by all the time.
Exactly. That's what the fox sees every day. So he's not worried about it at all.
A lot of these people, I'm sure, they don't even realise that there are foxes within 50 metres of them.
Yes, but it's so nice to see when one of them find it for the first time.
Yeah.
It's one of, like, I really love that. When they come and they start talking to you and they say, what do you see? And say, oh, I see a fox there. They say, there are no foxes there. Yeah, look behind that tree. Yeah. And you can see the joy and how much they enjoy that. I really, really enjoy when I have a chance to show someone an animal.
We're now moving into October and we can see the leaves are beginning to fall off the trees. Will that make it easier for you to see this fox and all the rest of them that are here?
Yeah, definitely. Like in the summer and even up to September, there is a lot of vegetation. So yeah, you only see the foxes when they come out closer to where we are. But in the winter, it's much clearer. So it's much easier to see what happens into the woodland.
And will their activities change?
No, I don't think so. I don't see a big change in their activity during the winter against the summer. Mm-hmm. Now, we'll start seeing some changes as it gets closer to breeding season in the spring next year. But in the winter, not much change.
You won't just see it. You'll certainly hear it.
Yes, actually, yeah. Very good point. Yeah, in February.
And, of course, you're a photographer as well. And you've got pretty good equipment and you've got lots and lots of smashing photographs of these foxes and the badgers.
Yes, I like keeping records of what I see, and yeah, the foxes give you a good chance to photograph them. Same the badgers. Like if they don't notice you, even the badgers are actually easier than the fox, and they are comfortable there without even know you are there. It's like taking a picture of a dog, which is 10 meters away.
Yeah, but it can be difficult as well because it's evening time, you don't have as much light, you're trying to use a long lens, so it's difficult to get that ideal shot.
Yes, there are some ways to try to work out the light. So, for example, one thing I try to do with the badgers is I have a very, very, very kind of soft torch, and I let the badgers go and do their own thing. I know that gland very well, so I know where they're going to forage. And when they start foraging, I fade the light very, very slowly, so they don't even notice that there is more light.
Yes.
And in general, especially with badgers, when they start feeding, they just forget about what happened. Same as me. I start feeding and I forget what happened around me. So once you have good light and they are feeding and they haven't detected you, it's very easy to take the picture.
You're from Argentina, from Buenos Aires. What would the wildlife be like in a city like Buenos Aires? Would you get the likes of mammals like foxes and badgers and so on?
There is no badgers in Buenos Aires, where I'm from. No foxes in the city. The ones that we do get is opossum. It's
opossum, yeah.
Black ear opossum, which is one that they like sleeping in bins. So when out walking, let's say for a reserve, let's say if you go bird watching there, you just check the bins as well to see if you find one. And sometimes you do find one.
So you look into the bin and there's an opossum and he's sleeping in the bin.
Exactly. And what you have to be careful is, because people like taking pictures of them, but the opening of the bin is very narrow. So they put their phone. But just make sure you don't drop your phone, because you don't want to put your hand there to get it back. So just you have to be careful with that.
So there wouldn't be as much wildlife then in a city like Buenos Aires?
There would be. Now, I haven't lived there for many years, so I'm not too familiar with it, but there is a lot of birding activity, loads of raptors. There's a harris hawk everywhere. There is another one in Spanish called carancho, and if you check the name in English, you see them everywhere. But you wouldn't go out at night looking for it as much. That's another advantage we have in Dublin, that if you are streetwise and you know where to go, you can go out at night. I've spent hours in the middle of the night in Dublin woodlands watching badgers or watching foxes. So in Buenos Aires, it would be different.
So whereas in Dublin, you can go out and spot lots of mammals, particularly at night, in Buenos Aires, it's really a daytime job and you're out looking at the birds.
Correct. Yes. Mm. Yes. Yes.
And all this time, we're still looking at that guy across there. He just seems to be relaxing at the moment.
Yeah, he must be wondering.
It's close enough now to dusk. What's going to happen with him now as it gets darker?
Well, he's probably, you can see, he's almost like getting ready to go foraging.
Yeah.
So it's getting the time of the day when the streets are getting much quieter. He definitely probably knows where to go, what bins to check, where he can find food. There could be people who leave some food for them as well in cities. That sometimes happens. I think he's getting ready to go on his patrol.
So he will then come from the canal and he'll move out into the streets?
It's very likely. He might, yeah.
You've seen him out here on the streets?
Oh, yes, we have seen, yeah. I've seen them here on the street, walking, crossing the road. Mm-hmm. They own the street.
Lovely stuff. Just goes to show what's out there if you look, Terry.
Yes, I couldn't believe it when I was watching some of the people going by on their bikes and walking and out for a run and a jog. And some of them coming up to Gustavo and saying, "What are you looking at?" And he says, "Look over there," in his lovely accent. Foxes. And people, they were blown away by it.
Anyway, what have you got for us next week?
Well, I have a lovely report from the Garden County from Powers Court Estate on an event that's going to take place on the 2nd and 3rd of November.
Anyway, thank you very much indeed, Terry Flanagan.